Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I'm your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they're drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath, and then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. In today's episode, we'll answer the question, who should teach your kids about money and personal finance? Some schools do have classes and courses that teach kids about this subject, but sometimes they aren't teaching your kids the things that you want them to learn about money. We'll talk about how to talk to your kids about personal finance in age-appropriate ways and how to help them build a solid foundation for money management that will support them into adulthood. So our short answer to today's question about who should teach your kids regarding money is you, the parent. It's true that schools are tasked with teaching students math. It's so much more than just math. Some schools do teach personal money management, but many don't. And this can vary greatly from school to school, even within the same school district and within the same state. And it can vary whether your kids are in public school or private school. So there's really just a wide variety of spectrums where some schools don't really teach anything about money management, and some schools actually do have courses about personal money management. So it really just runs the gamut, and some are sort of a crapshoot whether your kids are going to get that sort of education from the school system or not. And even if your child's school does have a money management curriculum, there's a good chance that it was created and donated by a bank or a credit card company such as American Express. So why would a company such as American Express create a financial program and offer it to school systems? Is it out of the kindness of their heart that they want to give back to the schools and provide this education? Possibly. However, I think their goal is more along the lines of teaching kids to be good consumers of their products, which is namely debt. You know, if you're lucky enough to have one of Dave Ramsey's Kids and Money courses in your school district, then that is fabulous. And I know because I've had personal experience with Dave Ramsey's programs that those curriculums are teaching your kids the importance of saving, the importance of staying out of debt, how to get a handle on their spending. However, if you've got a program in there that's sponsored by American Express or Bank of America or another financial institution, they're probably going to be teaching your kids how to use a credit card. They're going to be talking about the importance of building your credit and some things that may or may not be in line with your values financially. It's very interesting because one of my listeners sent me this question, which is why I'm doing this episode. How can I teach my kids to be more responsible with money and save for their future while their school is sending them messages of borrowing, borrowing, borrowing to build a future? So this is one of those examples where what you as a parent want to teach your child is diametrically opposed to what the school is teaching them. And, you know, this can happen in other areas too. It's not just money, whether it's sex education or religion or money. Sometimes the school is going to be teaching your child something that is counter to your values. The best thing that you can do in these situations is be an example. Your kids will do what you do, not what you say. and not what their teachers say. It's actually built into our DNA as humans to imitate each other. And parents have the biggest sway over their kids' behavior more than anybody else. So your example is the most powerful educational tool you have to teach your kids about money. And as you're just going through daily life and spending money, paying bills, purchasing things at the store, using coupons, you can use those moments to teach your kids about what you're doing and why you're doing them. So what if you haven't been very wise with your money? What do you tell your kids then? Well, hopefully you've made the decision to get on the right path when it comes to personal finance, and you want to turn these things around. You want to get financially healthy. Obviously, you can't continue in unhealthy financial ways and try to teach your kids to do something different because they are going to imitate what you do. So even if you're not in a good place right now, if you are moving towards financially being responsible and being healthy, you can talk to your kids about the mistakes that you've made and what you're doing to rectify those. Now, obviously, this has to be done in an age-appropriate way. You know, your 3-year-old's not really going to get it. However, if, you know, you've got a 14-year-old, I think they'll be very understanding of what you're talking about. If you talk about, hey, we've got ourselves into some credit card debt and it was foolish. Here's what we did. Here's why that wasn't the best choice. And here's what we're going to do to fix it. I frequently have families come in for financial coaching, and, you know, typically it's, you know, just the husband and wife, not the kids. But we'll talk about changes that need to be made to the family budget. And I very frequently recommend that parents hold a family meeting to talk about the changes that they're making in their finances, because it's going to affect the kids. Now, if the kids are used to getting everything they ask for and the parents are putting it on credit cards, and they think, you know, the credit card has an unlimited supply of money and that whenever they want something, that we can just pull out the magic credit card and they can have whatever they want. Well, if the parents are in financial distress and it's because of those credit cards, then they're going to have to make some major changes. And one thing that can derail the couple from getting their finances back on track is, you know, caving in to the kids because they're used to getting what they want and they throw a fit, and sometimes it's just easier to give in than to show the tough love and to do the right thing. So I do frequently suggest that people have a family meeting and they talk about the certain things that are going to impact the kids. So they may say something like, hey, you know, we've pretty much been pretty free with the money, and whenever you guys want a toy, we're, you know, we buy you a toy, but unfortunately that's kind of gotten us into a mess, and we need to start thinking about the future and saving for retirement and saving for your college. In order for us to do that, we're going to have to cut back and everybody's going to have to sacrifice. And if you're clear about the goal and the rewards that are going to come from the sacrifice, you know, usually the kids will be pretty understanding. And I think sometimes we don't realize that they pick up on this stuff more than we think they do. For example, I had a couple come in quite some time ago who, you know, they were struggling. And one of their kids came to them in early December and said, hey, Mom, you know, you don't need to buy us anything for Christmas because we know things are really tight. And of course, you know, that just broke the mom's heart and she cried. And so kids know when there's something wrong. And so I don't think we do them any favors by shielding them from these things. Now, obviously, you have to have some wisdom about what is age appropriate and what they can handle, because we don't want to put undue stress and worry on the kids when they don't need to have that. But I think they do need to have some understanding of what's going on. And like I said, obviously, if you've got a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old, they're probably not going to get it, and that's okay. But, you know, when your kids are 8, 9, 10 and up, they really pick up on this stuff, and they'll understand a lot more than you think they do. So the other thing is, if you don't have kids, you can still be a good influence on the kids in your life when it comes to money. So whether you're an aunt, uncle, godparent, grandparent, you can talk about wise financial money management to the kids in your life in an age-appropriate way as circumstances come up. Like I said, if you're out at the store and you get charged sales tax on something that you bought, you can explain to them what that means. And you can start instilling those values and that education to the kids in your life so that they will have that strong financial future. Now, what if you're feeling like, you know, I don't really have a great financial education myself, you know, how am I going to teach my kids about money? Well, certainly, I would strongly recommend that, first of all, you educate yourself, whether it's listening to podcasts like these, listening to Dave Ramsey's radio show, reading different financial blogs, you know, continue your own education. And I do highly recommend you go to Dave Ramsey's website and check out his great resources for kids. When you go to the store section of his website, he has products for kids anywhere from age 3 to high school and beyond. So whatever stage of life your kids are at, there are tools and books and different things that you can start helping your kids to learn how to handle money the right way. When my nephew was about 3 or 4, I started buying him the Junior Financial Peace books, which are from Dave Ramsey, and you know, they're lessons about money that are wrapped up into these cute little stories. And you would be really amazed at what kids really do absorb. Now, I was really, really amazed at age 5 that my nephew was saving his money so he could buy a bike. And, of course, my brother and his wife paid for a chunk of it. But he actually put some of his own money down towards that bike, which was awesome. And my brother said, hey, so what are you going to save for next? And he said, well, I'm going to buy a bike for my sister. And I thought that was awesome, because it was also teaching him about giving and about helping others. So it's not too early to start these things. Well, if you need to get on the road to financial health, please be sure to register for my Budgeting Basics webinar, which is this coming Tuesday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. For my local fans in the greater Cincinnati area, I invite you to attend my Living Debt-Free class on Thursday, May 21st at 6:30 p.m. You can register for both classes on my website, christinelucan.com, and click on the Events tab. Thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. Join us next time when I'll dive deeper into age-appropriate money lessons that you can teach your kids. Until then, have a great week.